Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Growing up in a Spirit-filled church, we used to sing a chorus about the Holy Spirit that went like this. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The Comforter has come. This song was based on the words of Jesus in the King James Version of John chapter 14, verse 16, which says, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." In these verses, Jesus was preparing his disciples for his departure, but he encouraged them with the knowledge that he was going to give them another Comforter, which would be the Holy Spirit. Other versions of the Bible translate this word Comforter as teacher, advocate, or helper, all of which are aspects of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but I like this word Comforter. The disciples could not imagine their life without Jesus. For 3 years, he had been their constant companion, but now he's been talking about the cross and what is to come. The disciples would have been heartbroken just by the conversation. And Jesus is quick to let them know they would not be alone. He would send the Holy Spirit, which would be their Comforter. In fact, in John 14, verse 18, Jesus says, "I will not leave you comfortless." Today, you and I are in need of the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We live in a fallen world. Since Adam and Eve sinned, the world has been broken. Your body does not work perfectly. The weather is certainly not perfect. The economy is not perfect. No relationship works perfectly. Even your marriage is not perfect. Today, we have trials and tribulations. We have sorrows and we have suffering. We have problems and pressures. We have defeat and we have disappointments. But listen, Jesus promises us the Holy Spirit will be our Comforter. This term Comforter comes from a Greek word which means one called alongside to help. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, our counselor, and our helper. The Holy Spirit is not merely a force or some abstract concept. He is a person who comes to dwell within each believer. And as Christians, you and I have the same promise Jesus gave his disciples. The Holy Spirit will be our constant companion, our guide, and our source of comfort. When we face trials, loneliness, or confusion, you and I can turn to the Comforter. He whispers peace to our soul. He reminds us of God's love, and he will empower us to live victoriously. What a wonderful assurance it is to know that you and I are never alone. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, abides with us always. He is not a temporary visitor, but a permanent resident who lives in the heart and life of each Christian. He walks with us through every trial, every hardship, and every moment of uncertainty, giving us his peace that passes all understanding. You know, as Jesus gave this promise to his followers, they must have wondered what the Comforter was and how it would impact their lives. But it would not take long for them to understand what Jesus was saying. You see, after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, the disciples gathered in an upper room in Jerusalem in obedience to Jesus' instruction. And it was there that the Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost. These believers began to experience the daily comfort of the Holy Spirit. And we can fast forward then to Acts chapter 9, verse 31, where we see this New Testament church in action. The Bible says, "Then the churches throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost." And here's today's challenge. As believers in Jesus, remember, you are not alone. God himself wants to be your constant companion. He is the Holy Spirit who, in every season, will be your Comforter. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.